Architect Dibedo Francis Kéré of Burkina Faso has won the Pritzker Prize, the world's highest recognition in building design. The 56-year-old Kéré was honored Tuesday for his pioneering designs, said Tom Pritzker. He is chairman of the Hyatt Foundation, which awards the prize. The architect's works, he continued, are sustainable to the earth and its inhabitants in lands of extreme scarcity. Kéré is a citizen of both Burkina Faso and Germany and lives in Berlin. On Tuesday, he said he was the happiest man on this planet to become the 51st recipient of the famous yearly prize. Kéré is famed for building schools, health centers, housing, and other public spaces across Africa. His buildings can be found in his homeland, as well as in Benin, Mali, Kenya, Mozambique, Togo, and Sudan. He is equally architect and servant, improving upon the lives and experiences of countless citizens in a region of the world that is at times forgotten, Pritzker said. Kéré won special praise for his 2001 project to build a primary school in Gando, the village where he was born. Unlike traditional school buildings, which use concrete, Kéré's inventive design combined local clay and cement to form bricks. The material helps keep the building cool in a hot environment. A wide raised metal roof protects the building from rain and helps airflow. Kéré involved the local community throughout the design and building of the school. The number of students at the school increased from 120 to 700, the Hyatt Foundation said in its release. The success of the project saw the creation of an extension, a library, and teachers' housing in later years. Kéré empowers communities through the process of architecture, the Pritzker statement added. It praised Kéré additionally for loyalty to social justice and community empowerment. Kéré is the first African to be honored with the Pritzker. In his native Burkina Faso, citizens celebrated the win. In the current pain of the security crisis, our country must remember that it is also the nation of exceptional men like Francis Kéré, said Rasabga Seydou Oudraogo of the nonprofit Free Afrique. Nabila Aristide Bazzi, head of the Burkina Faso's Architects Council, said the award highlights the African architect and the people of Burkina Faso. In 2017, Kéré designed the Serpentine Pavilion in London's Hyde Park. The highly sought contract is given to a world-famous architect every year. He was also one of the architects behind Geneva's International Museum of the Red Cross and Red Crescent. I am totally convinced that everyone deserves quality, he said in his office, where he celebrated his award with his team. I'm always thinking how I can get the best for my clients, Kéré added, noting that his clients include people who can pay and those who cannot. He said, "This is my way of doing things, of using my architecture to create structures to serve people, let's say, to serve humanity." I'm Katie Weaver.